everybody else, they, you know, pretend like they're good. Some people try.
I'd like to steal your soda. I'd like to steal your wine punch.
Brain fear.
Did you see that thing about the Koch brothers telling all their employees to vote for Romney?
What about it?
I'd love to see Hollings try that shit on us.
I guess you didn't get the memo.
What memo?
Dear employees, Mitt Romney has a solid plan to jumpstart our economy.
No way.
Yeah, there's more here. If Obama is reelected, we may have to lay people off.
Translation. Dear sirs, I'm a stingy old motherfucker who hates paying taxes. Unbelievable.
You didn't mean that.
Take a memo for me. Dear Mr. Hollings, I'll vote wherever the fuck I want. P.S. The fifth floor kitchen that smells like an old lady's feet.
In solidarity with Mr. Hollings, I'd like to say to whoever may be listening that if Obama's reelected, I will no longer bring in...
I can't believe this job is killing my soul, man. I want to be a watercolor artist.
Hey, amazing songs.
Doesn't it make you depressed having to bend over and take what the bosses give you?
Bending over is just another way of standing tall.
I grew up in a social...
Doesn't it make you depressed having to bend over and take what the boss gives you?
Bending over is just another way of standing tall. I can't afford to lose my job. I'm fucking drowning in debt. Doesn't matter who wins the election anyway, I'll still be fucking broke.
Hurting, man. Sing me a song and make me feel better.
America is doomed. It's too late to save. Darkness falls and drags us to the grave.
Let's meet at Applebee's in 10 minutes and get drunk.
I hear that.
Head over to the B. Your chance in a moment. I'm still speaking. Gosh, can't we find some women? Gosh, can't we find some women? Young women? and women of all ages. We took a concerted effort to go out and find women. So they brought us whole binders full of women. Young women, women of all ages, binders full of women. Mine had more women. Mine had more women. We took a concerted effort to go out and find women.
Binders full of women.
That is the same motor President Obama.
GM America bailout or a GM?
Can't we find some women, young women, and women of all ages? We took a concerted effort to go out and find women, so they brought us whole binders full of women. Young women, women of all ages, binders full of women. Mine had more women, binders full of women. We took a concerted effort to go out and find women.
Binders full of women.
Binders full of chicks. Binders full of chips. Get them all in your quail. I can't look like a deer. If you let one wear the pants, I might just have a chance. Binders full of chips. Yeah.
This is Furious George. I'm having way too much fun here tonight. There's just so much going on the internet that it's easy to pull down here and share with you as we also spin some fun different sounds and beats and music from here and there, including music that's going to be coming here through Chapel Hill and Carrboro this weekend, Longhorn Slim. I've got some free tickets, two of which will go to the first caller at 929-9601. 919-929-9601 for those tickets to this cool guy called Longhorn Slim. Here's a track from his album. I'm Furious George. Oh, yeah, by the way, the show may have been offensive already and maybe thus further on the show. Stick around anyway because we're going to have some cool local music, some stuff happening that's relevant to not just the Mitt Romney disaster, Mr. Money, but also stuff relating to the Green Party and the protests down in Texas that are trying to stop the XL Keystone Pipeline. I'm furious. Stick around.
Oh! fine. In a time where violence blocks the sunshine, lifetimes go by in a flash. In a search for love, in a search for cash. Everybody wanna be some fat tycoon. Everybody wanna be on a tropic honeymoon. Nobody wanna sing a little bit out of tune or be the backbone of a rebel platoon. It's too soon to step out of line. You might get laughed at, you might get fined, but do you fear me when I say I feel pain every day when I see the way my friends gotta slay and never get ahead of bills they gotta pay? No way, no way. Some make a living doing killing, Colombian penicillin. Some are willing to play the villain, they just chilling to pass the time, pass the information or pass the wine, pass the buck or pass the baton. But you can't pass the police or the Pentagon, the IRS or the upper echelon. I think it's time to make a move on the contradiction. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation, take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come, give the corporations a complication. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation, take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come, give the corporations a complication. Say, ooh. Of our time. I say it one more time to emphasize the meaning of my rhyme. To rise above all the dirt and grime at the right spice, at the right time. Fuck the Constitution. Are we part of the solution? Or are we part of the pollution? Sitting by and wondering why things ain't the way we like to find them to be for you and for me. The people over there and the ones in between. Check our habitation. Are we a peace-loving nation? Peace-loving nation. I have a reasonable doubt. I think I did spell it out. There's no need to scream or to shout. The NRA just bought a man's soul. Then he jumps up and shouts, gun control. The government say that killing's a sin unless you kill a murderer with a lethal syringe. So I ask again, are we peace lovers then? Peace lovers then. Some of them slang guns when they 6 years old. Some of them end up in some 6 foot hole. This whole damn place seem to lost control. So I raise my voice before I lose my soul. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation, dip over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come, give the corporations a complication. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation, take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come, give the corporations a complication. Yeah. Ooh, ooh. Say, ooh, ooh. Say, ooh, ooh.
Radio, rock the mic.
This is the way I'll express my feelings. Vibe revealed and evolved. Spinning on a record, y'all try to confiscate. Take what I communicate with. It's ancient. Gift to the lips, steady creating, activating, passing vocal violations to the blind plus the seeing. Human doesn't mean just being, becoming. Don't believe it, just be life it. Belongings and beloved. Rehearse it or recite it while shining. Drop your guns, move your tongues, battle motivation. No times lyrics come, sometimes fun, others run. Their mouth throw away. My mind's cold beaming like an early sun ray. One day we'll get the picture and all combine. Let's be talking about minds, mind, and become one mind. Every piece of the puzzle has its place to build the piece of the puzzle called the human race. Taking it long enough to cross the formal journalistics. Dyslexic critics put back words to rap words. I'm sure raising my hand with questions and demands, statements and a plan with the map of the land.
Bomb, bomb, rock the nation, take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come, give the corporations a complication. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation, take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come, give the corporations some complication. Yeah.
Music. Music. Green Party nominee Dr. Jill Stein. On Tuesday, she and her running mate, Sherry Hunkala, were arrested as they attempted to enter the debate site. Democracy Now! Was there at the time of their arrest.
here at the barred gates of American debates to say that we need to open up this debate and make it a full, fair, and inclusive debate.
It shouldn't just be whether or not you have billions of dollars that determine whether or not the American people can hear about your platform.
Our Green campaign is on the ballot for 85% of voters. 85% of voters deserve to know who their choices are in this election and what the real solutions are that can solve the desperate problems that we're facing. The Commission on Presidential Debates makes a mockery of democracy.
Style music.
Candidate.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are obstructing the vehicle of pedestrians and traffic. If you refuse to move, you are subject to arrest. I am ordering you to immediately leave this roadway, move along the sidewalk. If you do so voluntarily, no charges will be lodged against you. If you do not comply, you will be arrested immediately. To block traffic?
Our First Amendment rights to go in there.
So you're refusing to move?
We in no way want to block any traffic.
So you're refusing
to
move?
We just want to get into the debate.
But you're blocking traffic, so you refuse to move.
We want to practice our First Amendment rights. Thank you.
Music.
It's fake and contrived debate.
Do you have credentials? Yes, we do have credentials. We've been on the ballot in 85% of the country.
This is an event. This is something that Oxford sponsored. It's an event, an educational experience for our fellow students.
More than that.
Well, we're here to stand our ground. We're here to stand ground for the American people who have been systematically locked out of these debates for decades by the Commission on Presidential Debates. We think that this commission is entirely illegitimate, that if democracy truly prevailed, there would be no such commission, that the debates would still be run by the League of Women Voters, that the debates would be open with the criteria that the League of Women Voters had always used, which was that if you have done the work to get on the ballot, if you are on the ballot and could actually win the Electoral College by being on the ballot in enough states, that you deserve to be in the election and you deserve to be heard, and that the American people actually deserve to hear choices which are not bought and paid for by multinational corporations and Wall Street.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are obstructing the vehicle of pedestrians and traffic. If you refuse to move, you are subject to arrest. Remove them, bring them back to the rest.
Come on, man.
Stand up,
we'll help you.
Come on.
Thank you.
Thank you,
ladies.
Watch the flag.
Thank you, ladies.
Who's bothered us?
Thank you.
Come with us.
Just come with us.
All right, everybody, we're going to answer
should please move back.
Okay. Well, I'd say this is what democracy looks like in the 21st century. I'm afraid it's going to take some politics and courage here to get our democracy back. So, more to come.
Green Party candidates Jill Stein and Sherry Hankala were held for about 8 hours before being released. Dr. Stein joins us now in our studio as part of our Expanding the Debate special. But before we go to it, Jill Stein, what happened? You were arrested and held for 8 hours. Where and how?
We were held at a facility especially created for detaining protesters at the debates. It appeared to be a warehouse which had been specially equipped. It was obviously, they were prepared to handle a lot of people. They had 13 officers there and 3 plainclothesmen. For most of the time, it was just Sherry Hankala and myself, yet they felt the need to keep us in tight plastic restraints, tightly secured to metal chairs.
You were handcuffed to chairs?
We were handcuffed to chairs for the entire duration of our time there.
How long were you handcuffed to the chair?
It was about 8 hours, and we were charged only with violations, not even with misdemeanors, and yet they felt compelled, despite having 13 officers there, to keep these 2 women, mothers, handcuffed to chairs for the entire time.
Did you ask to be released?
Yes, and they said no, we couldn't be released because then we might go wandering around. And we said, well, how about if we tell you that we will stay in our chairs? And they said, no, that's not okay.
Handcuffed to the chairs.
That's right.
For
that
the 8 hours.
That was their procedure.
With the Green Party. Thank you very much for joining me, Dr. Stein. It's great to be with you. I really, really appreciate it. Thanks for coming. I read you said you'd be the underdog candidate for the underdog voters. Who are these underdog voters?
It's certainly most of the American public. People are losing their jobs. Wages are declining. Millions have lost their home. Another million are in the pipeline to lose their homes this year. The cost of health care is skyrocketing. Public higher education is increasingly out of reach. We have 36 million young people who are students or recent graduates who are effectively indentured servants because they don't have the jobs or the wages to repay these unforgiving debts. And the political establishment is not doing anything about it, while a very small segment of the American population, the 1% we say, is making out like bandits. So neither party is fixing this.
I just want to make this clear. You're going to be on ballots, but not in all states. Can you explain what is it in the system in the U.S. that makes it so hard for a third party to break into this two-horse race?
Exactly. The American system is designed to eliminate political opposition, like some of the, dictatorships that we criticize that have rigged political systems. In many ways, the American system is also rigged. But in ways that are not as straightforward. So you have to actually see what it takes to get on the ballot if you're not already on as one of the big machine parties. Each state has its own set of rules, which are very demanding, very detailed and bureaucratic, and require lots of signatures in order to get on the ballot. So for the most part, you need a lot of money, many millions of dollars, to buy your way onto the ballot.
I would like to introduce somebody who has the ability to be a genuine change agent, a genuine agent for hope in this country, Dr. Jill Stein, seeking the candidacy for the Green Party of the United States for President of the United States of America. Please welcome Jill Stein.
Basically by hiring signature gatherers and people to keep track of this.
The money is too powerful.
Did you get to see the debate in the warehouse?
Absolutely not.
And then they released you as soon as the debate was over?
No, they held us for about another half hour, hour, and then they released us telling us that our car was waiting in the parking lot. It was actually a Secret Service car, apparently, that was waiting in the parking lot. We weren't allowed to make a phone call. There was no phone that was working. We didn't have ours. We'd given our phones to our assistants. So it was, you know, it took quite a bit of work to be able to borrow a cell phone from someone in a gas station. You know, there we are in the freezing cold to even be able to find.
They didn't give you enough opportunity to make a call during this entire period of your detention?
You know, they did. At one point, they allowed me to return a call to our lawyer. But at the time, we didn't know when we would be released. So there were no arrangements made for a pickup, and they actually told our staff that they would be arrested if they continued to wait on site, so they had to leave.
Peace report. I mean, Goodman. We are going to go now to our expanding the debate.
It was actually a Secret Service car, apparently, that was waiting in the parking lot.
Noticed that the Green Party presidential candidate, Dr. Jill Stein, was absent from the town hall presidential debate at Hofstra University the other night. That's because she was shackled to a chair in a nearby New York police facility, along with her running mate, Green Party vice presidential nominee Sherry Hankala. Their crime? Attempting to get to the debate so Stein could participate in it.
Our Green campaign is on the ballot for 85% of voters. 85% of voters deserve to know who their choices are in this election and what the real solutions are that can solve the desperate problems that we're facing. The Commission on Presidential Debates makes a mockery of democracy.
While Mitt Romney uttered his now famous line in the debate,
we took a concerted effort to go out and find women who had backgrounds that could be qualified to become members of our cabinet. I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks? And they brought us whole binders full of women.
The real binders were handcuffs used to shackle these two women who are mothers, activists, and the Green Party's presidential ticket for 2012. I interviewed Dr. Stein the day after the debate, after their imprisonment, which ended, not surprisingly, not long after the debate ended. She told me, the police said they were only doing their job. I said, this is about everyone's jobs, whether we can afford health care, whether students will be indentured. There are critical issues left out of the debate, she said. 90 million voters are predicted to stay home and vote with their feet, that neither Barack Obama nor Mitt Romney represent them. Twice as many voters than expected for either of them, said Jill Stein. Even if Stein and Hankala hadn't been hauled off the public street and handcuffed to those chairs for 8 hours, Stein's exclusion from the debate was certain. The debates are very closely controlled by the Commission on Presidential Debates, the CPD, which excludes third-party candidates, among others. George Farah is the founder and executive director of Open Debates and author of No Debate, How the Republican and Democratic Parties Secretly Control the Presidential Debates. Farah told me on the morning of the Hofstra debate about how the CPD gained control over the debates from the nonpartisan League of Women Voters.
We have a private corporation that was created by the Republican Democratic parties called the Commission on Presidential Debates. It seized control of the presidential debates precisely because the league was independent, precisely because this woman's organization had the guts to stand up to the candidates that the major party candidates had nominated.
The League of Women Voters allowed third-party candidate John B. Anderson to participate in a presidential debate in 1980, and in the decade that followed, the two major parties, Republican and Democrats, sparred with the league. In 1988, the parties tried to force the league into a contract detailing how the debates would be run. Farah explains.
It talked about who could be in the audience and how the format would be structured, but the league found that kind of lack of transparency and that kind of candidate control to be fundamentally outrageous and antithetical to our democratic process.
Here in Washington, is there a way you see to go against money, the power of money?
Absolutely. I mean, the voters don't like this. The voters repeatedly are calling for getting big money out of politics. In my home state in Massachusetts, we passed a law to get the big money out. We, the voters,
the Supreme Court passed another law which just lifts all limits from contributions
and
into political campaigns.
And what I was going to add was that in our state, when we passed it by voter referendum, the legislature, which was 85% Democratic Party, they repealed it.
We'll be right back.
the contract and stated they refused to be an accessory to the hoodwinking of the American people and refused to implement it.
George Farris said that early contract was tame compared with the binding contract leaked to Time magazine this week that governed the so-called town hall moderated by CNN's Candy Crowley. The 21-page memorandum of understanding includes a reference to their standards for candidate eligibility to participate. The CPD requires that a candidate have support from, quote, at least 15% of the national electorate as determined by five selected national public opinion polling organizations, unquote. This is a classic catch-22. In order to debate, you must have broad support. In order to earn public support, candidates without huge campaign war chests need the access that the televised debates offer. So the Democrats and Republicans control the debates and limit the public's access to alternative views. If the Green Party's nominee, Jill Stein, had been allowed to debate, what might the public have heard? To find out, our Democracy Now! NewsHour went ahead and invited major third-party candidates to participate in the debate virtually the morning after.
The entrenched system is very hostile to the needs of the American people.
Between ranching and more.
Those two communities can coexist at times when there is when there's a collaborative environment, I think, between the two. But it's when one of those two pulls out a club of some kind of strength and beats the other one over the head, and that's what's happening right now.
A previously peaceful existence, broken by money and money. Across the vast oil fields of Texas, a battle is brewing over an unlikely project, an oil pipeline designed to bring Canadian tar sands oil to refineries on the Gulf Coast. Landowners like Julia Trigg Crawford want to prevent TransCanada from taking their land for the pipeline. They are challenging the condemnation of their property in court and threatening to slow the project down.
We've fought wars over it. We've stood our ground at the Alamo for it. There's a lot of reasons that Texans are very proud of their land, and proud when you own land that you are the master of that land and you control that land.
Crawford's family has been farming their 650-acre plot since 1948. In the past, they have denied other pipelines, but Texas law allows a company to condemn land if their project is for the good of the public. So TransCanada has taken the Crawford family's land and plots from more than 100 other Texas landowners.
Once that starts happening, where does it stop? There are strong environmental reasons.
Now, some landowners are risking an expensive courtroom battle. Crawford is collecting thousands of dollars for a legal defense fund.
This is not about the money. This is not about money. This is about the right of a landowner to control what happens on their land for something that appears to be for someone else's private gain.
The pipeline has drawn opposition from the start, denied a permit by President Barack Obama to enter the country from Canada. Opposition in Texas was not something the company expected.
Anyone who attempts to build a linear infrastructure project is wherever it is.
The Green Party
doesn't matter.
Describes itself as the party
opposition.
That represents
the problem for
Main
some
Street
Texans
versus Wall Street.
Seems to have been lost.
Say, in what way do Barack Obama and Mitt Romney represent Wall Street?
Energy, climate change, and American national security. It's not news that America's dependence on foreign oil is a key threat to our national security. Increasingly, American military specialists are sounding the alarm about energy's link to other issues.
I learned firsthand from the ground level of the global war on terror that national security often means cybersecurity, it means energy security, it means homeland security, and more we're finding out just how much it means environmental security.
A standoff is underway over construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline, which would run tar sands oil from Canada to U.S. refineries on the Gulf Coast. While President Obama delayed a final decision on the pipeline until after the November election, he's already approved TransCanada's plans for the southern portion of the project. But as the pipeline route makes its way down from Cushing, Oklahoma, it's run into resistance in Winnsboro, Texas, about 2 hours east of Dallas. In a protest now entering its fourth week, dozens of environmental activists working with local landowners here have blocked the pipeline's path with tree sits and other nonviolent protests. Recently, actress Daryl Hannah and a 78-year-old East Texas farmer were arrested while protesting the clearance of her land seized by eminent domain. This is Eleanor Fairchild speaking as she stared down one of the TransCanada's bulldozers.
I am mad. This land is my land. And it's been our land since 83. Our home is on it. They're going to destroy the woods and also they could destroy the springs. It's just devastating, but it also... it's not very good to have the tar sands anywhere in the United States. This is not just about my land. It's about all of our country.
Much of the property the Keystone XL passes through was obtained by eminent domain after a judge ruled TransCanada is a so-called common carrier and that its pipeline could be used by any oil company willing to pay published rates. While the blockade has drawn plenty of attention, protesters have had to document much of it themselves because off-duty police officers paid by TransCanada have set up a perimeter blocking reporters from accessing the actions. Last week, two journalists with press credentials were arrested and spent the night in jail before their charges were dropped. Police also detained two New York Times reporters, handcuffing them before letting them go. For more, we're going directly to Wood County, Texas, where we're joined by campaign spokesperson Ron Seifert, who's roughly 15 miles from the proposed Keystone XL route. Protesters just finished an action camp to get more people involved in the protests, and today they plan to hold one of their biggest actions yet. And we're joined on the phone by actor and activist Daryl Hannah in California and Texas. We're joined by Susan Scott, who owns land in the area.
Multiple blockade events where individuals have taken risks to stop construction sites, shutting down construction for days at a time in isolated incidences. That's not just isolated to Wood County, but in all over Texas where this pipeline construction is in full swing. Today, to show solidarity with those blockaders that have come before us and coming out of a successful weekend-long training camp and action training program, blockaders are going to do the largest walk-on protest construction site down in the history of the Keystone XL pipeline story. Over 30 blockaders are going to be taking directly to a construction site, and a few will involve themselves in some more technical activities to shut down construction, hopefully for an entire day.
Can you explain, Ron, how eminent domain is being used and then where climate change fits into this story?
Certainly. So in order for TransCanada to build this pipeline exactly where they want it, they had to receive this eminent domain entitlement so they could unilaterally expropriate land instead of weaving their pipeline route circuitously across Texas and Oklahoma. In order to achieve or obtain that entitlement, they basically lied to the state of Texas and said they were a conventional common crude oil pipeline that was going to be used for the public good and the public interest. We know that's not the case. This is a private for-profit venture, and there's no public good or public utility involved in this process. So ultimately, TransCanada was granted this eminent domain entitlement by Texas without any Texas regulators ever authenticating or verifying their claim.
Between ranching and oil.
Those two communities can coexist at times when there is when there's a collaborative environment, I think, between the two. But it's when one of those two pulls out a club of some kind of strength and beats the other one over the head, and that's what's happening right now.
Police batons, gas masks, and bullets create graffiti on corners. Murals that salute freedom or death for liberty, be it Inglewood or Egypt, Bed-Stuy or Baghdad, Syria or Liberia, the West Bank or the West Side of Chicago, where food and liquor stores still occupy the block, while police and community watchmen justify why they shot Emmett Till, Malice Green, Rekia Boyd, and Trayvon Martin. Better not wear that hoodie while shopping for a carton or whatever they're selling in your food desert, because your soul is dessert and will be dissected and consumed on the Fox Evening News while we sing the blues the new Jim Crow cage bird sings, because he's tired of occupying his misery and of our marching. He want to fly to a higher consciousness, but his school on academic probation, they gave him medicine, diagnosed him with a felony and mental retardation, so he refuses to cease the firing. Nobody's hiring in Illinois. 67 is a new age when you retiring. Class lines have blurred. Those who used to have not. Pensions being snatched. Those who never had keep their hands stretched. Social services being cut. Sterilization clinics giving out pills to numb the womb. Young girls referring to their vaginas as tombs. Thinking protests are temporary and trendy. Will rock a t-shirt and carry a poster and 2 weeks later it's back to normal. But they say times are changing. The revolution is becoming second nature. Causes are combining. People carrying torches, hope burning from their hands, attaching explosive devices because they keep stealing their lands in the name of freedom. Hijabs, hoodies, afros, locks, teddy bear liquor bottle shrines, rocks, tanks, prayer rugs, church pews, Mexican corn stands, blood, sweat, and tears, police batons, gas masks, and bullets.
Pledge allegiance to your flag, cause I can't find no reconciliation with your past, when there was nothing equal for my people in your math. You forced us in the ghetto, and then you took our dads. The belly of the beast, these streets are demons' abs. I'm telling you that setup in them sit-ups is so sad. The system is a slab, corruption is the swagger. Sitting high, riding dirty, drag racing in the danger. And it's so clean, pine trees smelling good. We work
trunk and niggas in the hood. So I can't shed blood on any battlefield of yours. I pray the ugly truth comes and shatters your decor. And as it all falls down in tatters on the floor, I shed tears, I don't know what really matters anymore. I don't know what really matters anymore. Through the city going mad, I see the fruits of planting evidence instead of grass. A swindled generation with no patience, full of swag. Man, they so impatient with the stations that they have. As long as they look good when they be doing bad, and the separation from the truth is getting vast, fast. Be a slave at first or free at last. Double-edged choices make a nigga wanna pass. Double-headed voices from the eagle on the staff. The pyramid where ice will split the spirits it in half. Divided over money, delighted by the dummy and down of the importance of crowns we'll never have. That's why my sounds and sermons are so full of wrath. Baptize your mind, let your brain take a bath. Swim inside the river, get delivered from the craft. For the witches in this business that be living off your sad. Hating on your happiness, you hit them off with laughs. Smile till they surrender, then you kill them off with glad. Hello, evil.
WCOM Radio. Hey, this is Furious George here signing off relatively soon. Stick around for some bodaciousness. That there in the background, Lupe Fiasco's brand new thing from his most recent album, Liquor Number 2. I'll be back next week, hopefully spinning some more fun stuff while you do what you're doing there, being a low-power, micro-power radio listener. Listener, stick around for more music. I'm Furious. Furious. Thanks for listening to Micro Power Radio.